No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Why am I sitting on the wrong side of the table right now?
Because I was telling you, you know, this is my good side. And they were telling me you always sit here. So I was shocked that you actually let me sit in your spot.
Well, you said that that side of your face looked different.
Yeah, because it does. Look, this is my good side. And then this is my bad side. Right. But no, because guys are insecure. So even if it was like your bad side of your face.
Get that mic right in front of your mouth.
You're not going to tell your friends that, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you're somebody that I've been seeing on Instagram.
Oh, I know you have, honey.
Breaking the internet.
Hon, you do realize, because I always swipe up and see who follows, who's watching my stories. So it's been a couple of years, actually, that I've seen you periodically peep my story.
Hey, yeah. We out here. I don't know about a couple of years. I'd say hon, like a good year.
No, I swear to God.
I think we've done now a good year.
Now you're shy that I'm saying it, which you shouldn't. It's not a big deal. Not that you're sitting there watching me every day, but you periodically peep my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why when you followed me and you asked me for the interview and stuff like that, I was like, oh, that's really cool, because I'm not like a huge, I just don't watch stuff like that, but like I do watch your stuff here and there too, so I was really excited, especially since my page just keeps getting deleted. I was just really happy about it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I just keep seeing you go viral over and over and over, and I feel like that's at least one of the things that I want to do with this podcast, is I want to take people who are viral and just sort of explain them to the world.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm very misunderstood, and I feel that's why I'm just appreciative to get like a bigger platform like this and like have you interview me, so people can see like more different sides of me, you know, because
right.
Everyone just assumes my personality based on what I look like, but I'm really different than a lot of people think.
Right, like, so let's get the actual story. Where did you grow up, and tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Oh God, Mexico, Canada, and the United States.
You're like, moving all over the place.
I've always moved around. Like I grew up living in a camper for a bit, then a trailer. I lived like near the jungle of Mexico. I lived in Kentucky, in Cynthia, in Lexington. Like that's why my personality, I'm very weird, because it's like I've been exposed to like very different, like, I don't feel like I'm Canadian. I don't feel like I'm Mexican. I don't feel, you know what I mean? I just feel like I'm Mary. Like, I don't know.
You're from a different planet.
Literally. Like, very much that. Like,
makes yeah. sense. Okay. So you moved around a ton. What were your parents doing?
My dad, I come from like a missionary family. So my
they were super religious.
They were very, very religious.
Were they Mormon like, or what? Yeah,
no, they were just a very Christian. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch That's So Raven, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Like, they were just very, very strict.
Mm.
And I feel like maybe that contributed to me rebelling.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
So, rebelling. When did that begin?
Well, I remember when I was 12, like, I have three older brothers. I'm, like, the only girl and the youngest. I remember they found, like, chat logs of me, like, sexting. Like, me, like, basically I found out I was starting giving head at 12. But 12, 13 were the wildest years, sluttiest years of my life.
Why? What were you doing?
I was getting fingered, sucking cock. Like, I was doing lines. I was of cocaine. I was going to school drunk, this and that. That's grade 7 and 8. Then after that, I moved to Mexico, and then I became emo, and then it was just, I was a totally different person.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
What?
Who introduced you to coke at 12?
I don't know. I was hanging around ratchet people.
Really?
I love it. I don't regret it. It made me who I am. That's one thing about me. Everything, yeah, I'm not perfect. Like, I'm okay saying the good I've done in my life and the bad. Like, that's why I'm like so confident in myself, because I love my personality. I love it.
Right, for sure. So, okay, you were wilding out there, and then you moved to Mexico and become an emo, which, for those who don't know, it's like a fucking gang of depressed people in Mexico. It's crazy. Like, honestly, get on YouTube and search, like, what's it called? Like, the emo wars? Like, there were like, wars of emos, right?
No, okay, so, no, you know how, like, in MySpace era, they had, like, the big hair?
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, my personality, like, my style, even to this day, I'm not, like, fashionable. This it's, like, my style is always just random. I don't know. I just, like...
Is that what a lot of your tattoos came from, that era in your life?
I don't know. I still just get like a lot of shitty tattoos because I feel like the older I get, the shittier my aesthetic is. Like I like this temporary tattoo that says fuck me tattoo. I want to get that seriously. Whereas before I would have thought that's retarded. Now I think it's like retarded, but like in a slutty bimbo way.
Right.
So I guess right now I would describe my aesthetic as confused bimbo, like depends on the day.
So why'd you convert to emoism? Can you turn your fucking phone noises off?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know. I've always had, like, I'm a Gemini. I'm, like, really very Gemini. So it's, like, I don't like being put in a box. I have many different personalities. I don't like being labeled. I like to just be Mary.
Okay.
And that is what is frustrating about, like, my look. It's I'm always put in a box. Like,
so the emo culture spoke to you at that time in your life? What music were you listening to at that time?
I don't know. Like Silverstein, Bring Me the Horizon.
Nice.
Archie Starr, like, I don't know.
That's cool. You were big on MySpace or no?
Oh, no, I was like 13 and 14. There's a lot of creepy guys there, sweetheart.
In Mexico?
On MySpace, sweetheart. When you're that age, wow. That whole, like, band scene, it's looking back now, I see how a lot of those, I'm not going to say that word, are actually disturbed men because they prey on young people.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you feel like that was what was happening to you?
At the time, no. But looking back, I feel that's fucked up.
All these
band dudes
were fucking you when you were underage?
Yeah. It's just so weird. And they're like 25, 26, 27, 20. It's just very weird.
And you're like 15 getting backstage and shit?
Yeah. So creepy, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It is creepy, but man, that was pretty fucking normal at the time too.
Literally it was. That's how, like, I don't feel like, oh, I'm a victim, this and that. I don't have victim mentality, but like I do think it's fucked up. Like I don't think that's right, but I don't know.
I feel it. Yeah. Okay. So then what do you do after how long does the emo phase of your life last?
It lasts for the couple years I'm living in Mexico. Then I had like a mental, I don't know if I'm oversharing. So then anyways.
No, oversharing is what this is all about, sister.
So then my dad had this company in Mexico. And then I went and I lived there. And then that's when I was just started just dressing in like boys' clothes.
You started dressing like a boy?
Yes.
This I never could have expected.
And then I went and I was just like adopting cats. And then I put up inside my dad's house, I put up a tent. And then I moved like all the furniture and I put it inside the tent. And I was just there for 2 weeks. And then after that, I was like, I'm over it. I have to go back to Canada.
Wait. So you started dressing like a boy and then you made a tent in your dad's living room and you stayed in it for 2 weeks. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck the point of this story is.
It's just a long point. I just had like, yeah, I was just going through like weird phases, trying to figure out who I am, this and that. So it took me a while to like fully be comfortable with myself and confident about myself. And that didn't come till like, a few years after when I started getting my surgeries.
Okay. When did you start getting surgery?
When I was 18.
And so how long did you thinking you were a boy last?
Well, I'm a flamboyant gay boy.
Right now?
Everyone that knows me knows I'm a woman, but I'm a flamboyant gay boy.
Oh, so you're not telling me that you like identify as a man?
No, I don't care. I don't view things like, I don't need to label myself. I'm just saying my personality, everyone who hangs out with me,
right.
It's like I'm a flamboyant gay boy. Like I'm not like womanly.
So
like I look present very feminine. I don't need pronouns this side. It's not that serious. I'm just saying like my personality is boyish, which is, you know, I'm like, I have three older brothers.
Right.
So I feel like, I don't know. I don't think that's that weird.
What drove you to the surgery? What made you want to do that?
Well, when I was 18, I started like dancing and stuff like that. And then I remember I used to think the overdone look was so ugly. Okay. Uh-huh. And then I just remember seeing girls like with like really huge fucking implants in the club. And I was like, everyone would make fun of them. You know, everyone thought it was like, but they were the ones making the most money.
Mm.
So then I got it just because the look grew on me. It wasn't even for the money necessarily.
But not that big to start, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it wasn't that big to start. It took multiple surgeries to achieve like what I have done.
Right.
And yeah, so then after that, then I just started liking the overdone look. And then it kind of just became my image. I got like famous. Why is one famous?
You know, Mexico or where? On MySpace?
In Canada, the States. Everyone knows me. It's like I'm known for the surgery girl.
Right. But was that your goal from the beginning? Like,
no.
Just to get in so many surgeries that everybody would have to talk about you?
Because that's the thing. I'm actually introverted. Like, I know it doesn't seem that way, but, like, I have multiple personalities. I have my personality, like, when I'm traveling, this and that. But at home, I'm a totally different person. If it wasn't for me having OnlyFans, you know, I wouldn't even give a fuck about being on Instagram or anything like that. Like, I just now, luckily, because of that website, I was able to stop dancing and escorting, which was making me depressed. So, yeah, so now I'm, like, blessed enough to just kind of live off of that. You
know? How old are you now?
24.
24? Oh, my God, you're talking about being 18, and I'm thinking it was, like, a long time ago.
Like, how old did you think I was, sweetie?
Oh, yeah. Not like that. I meant, like, how just because all the surgery and shit, it kind of, like, makes you look, like, you know, more adult, I feel like.
I know. When I was 17, before I had surgery, people would think I'm 30, so I don't get offended by that.
Okay.
I don't
care. But so did you start escorting right after you started dancing?
It was actually, like, at first it was just, like, me giving, like, massages. That was when I was 17.
You started dancing when you were 17?
No, when I was 17, I started doing, like, massages, like, okay. On Craigslist.
Oh, wow.
And then I was underage, so then the police started investigating me, and then I got scared. So then I, the day of my 18th birthday was when I turned to become a stripper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so you were just doing massages, but then fucking them?
I wouldn't fuck them. I was just doing, I think sometimes I suck dick. I forgot, but that I like was just mostly just hand jobs.
Do you describe yourself as just like an extremely sexual person? Is that what you were, why you were driven to do all these crazy sex acts from early on, or where does that come from?
No, I'm not going to get into how I got into it. It is like too fucked up, but, what? Not really. I'm just, I have a very sexual side to me, but, like, I mean, that's not, I just like the aesthetic of surgeries and looking sexual. Like, I love it. Yeah, I love cock. Yeah, you know, but that's not my entire persona. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to, there's a lot more to me than my surgeries and fucking being sexual, this and that. But, like, I get that mostly what I put on the internet is that sexual persona, so I don't get, like, offended or anything when people talk about that more. Because that's what I'm putting out.
Yeah, like, your body being so modified, it's like, even if you dressed super not sexual, it's like you couldn't really hide the fact that you've basically, like, transformed yourself into this sex robot.
I look like people see me, they already assume I'm, like, a sex worker, this and that. Which I don't care. That's the look I'm going for. Like, I like to look like really trashy and cheap and slutty. Like, even though I got my makeup done today, I always don't let the makeup artist do my eyebrows because they make them look good. I want them to look like shit.
Oh, really?
I want it to look like a line, like a cheap whore.
You should get them tattooed on.
I did, but I went through a phase where I was trying to look classy, so I had them do it thick, and now I just don't like them like that.
So you do have them tattooed on there?
But it fades, babe.
But then you cover it?
Yeah, but it fades a lot, hon. It's like...
Babes.
It doesn't stay.
Like, hit me with the babes.
Like, oh, my God. That's what I thought.
I just like that I'm already a babes to you.
Sugar. I say babes, sugar, sweetie.
Sugar is cool. I'm definitely down to be
like
a sugar.
Very, like, old mom vibes.
Definitely. You got any kids?
I never want kids. I do have kids. I have 9 animals. I have a pig. I had 3 rabbits, but 2 died, so I have 1 rabbit.
Where do you live?
I have 2 cats. I live in Canada.
In, like, a rural area?
I live in the middle of nowhere. And I don't disclose the location because I'm very private. That's what I'm saying. You guys, everyone thinks they know me, but you guys really only know, like, me, drunk me.
Right.
No one actually knows who I am. Like, I live a double life.
Wait, you're always
drunk?
Have
you not seen my drunk lives?
Drunk lives? No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
On Instagram, you get drunk and go on live and get crazy?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Why not? Because when I only really do lives and stuff like when I'm traveling. So when I'm traveling, I'm always drunk because when I'm at home, I'm a different person. I'm like Mother Teresa when I'm at my home. I'm with all my animals. Like my life, my real life. Do you know the game Stardew Valley? It's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a farming simulator game, and like that literally feels like my real life. And I'm just painting all day, and I'm hanging out with my animals. And then when I'm traveling, I'm just a drunk mess every day, and I love it.
You live alone?
I was living alone, then I invited my brother to live with me because I got broken into twice.
Really? Who the hell's breaking into homes out there?
I think it was an inside job, honestly. Because really? I live in a gated house in a gated community, and just the way the guards were when I questioned them about it, they just kept changing the story. It was very weird. Ooh. But now I'm protected, baby. I got installed barbed wire all around my house, cameras all around my house.
Oh, wow.
Like,
what'd they do when they broke in?
Like, nothing. That's why I think it was, that's why it's scary, because it's like, I feel like it was actually for sexual assault. Because tell me why when they broke into my house, they didn't take anything. That's what scared me of it. Rob me, sweetie. I don't give a fuck, but I don't want you to rape me.
Right.
I watch a lot of murder mystery, and that's very scary, babes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really fucking scary. You just out in the middle of nowhere, and these guys are just like fucking breaking in to just do
like, some... So now, luckily, from that happening, I bought like a megaphone that they use in the Navy with an alarm.
Wow.
So now, and I live like maybe 10 houses down from the security house. Oh. So I can just blare the alarm whenever if something does happen. And I have all my dogs. So
what do your siblings feel about the persona that you've taken on here?
I think that my family, as far as that goes, obviously, like, why would anyone want their family, you know, sisters to, like, be overly sexualized, stuff like that? But at the end of the day, they're just happy for me. They're, like, proud of me in a way. They, like, this is the thing with me. I don't care the shit anyone talks about me in the comments because I'm a very strong person and I'm confident in who I am. But it does make me sad. Like, the only thing that I care about is because my brothers see that stuff. I'm going to get emotional because that's all I care. It's just, it's sad for me. Like, when, ew.
Aww.
Ew. Okay. Oh, my God.
It's that's okay. Something. Let it all hang out.
It's just, like, I don't like when my brothers, like, I don't like when they read that stuff. It makes me feel bad. Like, guilty.
But you got to have pretty thick skin to be you, right?
Like, I literally don't give a shit. Like, it's just, like, literally the only time I ever care is when my brothers, like, are showing me stuff and, like, I could, like, they feel very uncomfortable with stuff. But, like, it's not, like, every day they're showing me this, that, blah, blah, blah. But it's, like, when I, like, go really viral and, like, then they're, like, on Reddit or something, they get, like, frustrated because they're, like, they know that's not, like, fully who I am.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Ew, I don't want to cry. That's embarrassing. Can we cut that out?
No, it's good. Come on.
Ew.
That's what this is all about. People want to see some real shit, man. I mean, we could cut it out if you really wanted to, but I think it was good. That's good. You're a real person. You know, people want to fucking turn you into like a punchline, or they just want to, you know, and I see that over and over. Like, we had a girl on here who her fetish is that she likes to get walked around like a dog, you know? Her name's Jenna, and she fucking, you know, she does all the dog stuff. This is just what she's into. Like, she fucking eats dog treats and shit. She likes to get treated like a dog. And, like, the level of anger that I saw towards her for just having this fetish was fucking crazy to me. It was just nuts.
It's like, crazy. You know what, though? Like, looking like this, like, being, like, a surgery girl or whatever has really showed me, like, I just feel like I'm more empathetic and wise than other people because I really see so much of, like, the world's hypocrisy of how people are. Like, okay, so tell me this. Why is it acceptable for people to have, like, super fat asses, but all the girls that have, like, massive tits, they get shit on because it's not trendy? Baby, I'm sorry I'm not a follower. I do what I want because I like it, you know? Mm. But it's like there's just so much hypocrisy. Like, oh, don't fat shame. Don't this shame. This and that. But then it's okay to clown on, like, bimbo girls. That's fake.
Right. I follow this Twitter account that's all 90s porn stars, and they all have boobs like yours. I mean, not all, but like a lot of them. Like, that was just the style back in the 90s. When I first saw a porno in 1995, the first porno magazine that I found, like, the first time I saw fake boobs, they were like in the
girl, and I'm not done growing. I just got a new implant in this year where they inject it here. Can you see there's like a bump? So they put a syringe and I can just keep growing it. Like, look at my talent. Like,
whoa.
Wait. It has to be empty, I think. Wait. You, I can do it.
If, it. If it was, oh, see, there you go. The full bottle is harder, though. But if it was only like a quarter full, then it would probably be easier.
But I'm gonna keep growing and growing, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
so this isn't done. This is partial breast augmentation. You want to go bigger?
Not even partial. I'm getting until I die. I don't care.
Bigger and bigger and bigger until you die.
Forever. To me, there's not an end point. It's like,
isn't it painful?
I mean, no. I guess now, like since my last fill up, like kind of, I have some back issues, but you just got used to it.
Right, but yeah. It's worth it for you.
Just because I just view it to me, okay, you know how to a lot of people, they'll, maybe they see it as a big deal. To me, it's literally the equivalent of getting a tattoo or a haircut. It's like, I don't feel like too nervous or anything before surgery. It's more just like, oh, I'm excited, that's cool, but it's not a big deal to me. It's like, the older I get, the more plastic and fake I'm gonna look, and I like that, and I don't need anyone to like understand it. Like, I just, because at the end of the day, even before I had surgery, everyone had something to say. After surgery, everyone has something to say, so it's like, I don't care. Clearly I'm doing something right, because everyone keeps talking about me. My OnlyFans is popping, so I must be doing something right, sweetie.
Would you say that you're doing it for yourself, or would you say that you're doing it for attention because you want people to pay attention?
But
to
I'm like, and that is a thing, because I am very a very logical person. I have a very logical way of thinking, you know, so I'm very understanding how it totally would seem that I'm doing it for attention, this and that. But it is literally, to me, this, it's as simple as this. Okay, why did you buy that jacket? Because you like it.
I actually was sent this in the mail, okay, by Trainer Gear on Instagram. You know? Trainer Gear, go get yourself one.
Trainer Gear, go get yourself
one. Why do I wear it, though? Because I'm a level 50 Pokemon Go trainer.
No, but do you get my point, though? It's like, I do this because, like, I just literally, I love it. And I can afford it. So I'm going to do it because I like it and I can afford it. If I stopped liking it when I'm 40 and didn't like that look anymore, I could just take stuff out. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like literally not that serious. People with every aspect of the way they think, it's like they overcomplicate everything. It's like when, like, life doesn't have to be so complicated. You just do what you want. Like, and
you have no regrets?
No, my only regret is fucking, I wish I didn't do butt implants and just did stuck to BBLs and silicone injections. Really? I have all three, but yeah.
Give me the order of surgeries as best you can.
Okay, so I've had three nose jobs. I've had cheek fillers, like fat transfers and fillers. I've had fat transfers to my lips. I've had fillers to my lips. I've had buccal fat removal. I've had two brow lifts. I've had lipo on my arms. I've had four breast implants. I've had three BBLs. I've had three rounds of injections. I've had silicone butt implants. I've had lipo. And
any kind of like
lipo on my thighs,
facelift stuff to your eyes and shit too,
but it doesn't work. It sounds like a lot, but like a lot of the times I got work done, it's like I couldn't even see a difference after, because they're trying to give me a natural result. So it sounds like a lot, yeah, but I was not trying to be natural, so that's why I kept going back.
Is it hard to convince the doctor that you want to look as extreme as you do?
I mean, with some doctors, but because I just find a doctor that does like more extreme results. So I don't go to any random doctor. I travel all over the world for my surgeries.
Do you think of yourself as like a walking, talking art project in a way? Cause it's not like you're trying to just look like the best human being you can. It's kind of like you're trying to create something that is like totally outside the realm of what a normal human being could look like.
It's just crazy that people are so fascinated by me, because I just don't overthink anything in my life at all. I'm just Mary, and I just do what Mary wants to do. It's not like, nothing I do is like a big deal. Like, I can understand why, like, I'm more weird and stuff like that, but I don't, like, it's not like, oh, I don't know. Like, for example, like when I got my pussy done and I almost died.
Wait a minute. What did you get done to your pussy?
So basically have you seen girls that do pussy pump?
Not really.
So basically, like, there's this contraption you use and it sucks your pussy and then it makes it like very inflated. And so I told my doctor.
Why would you want that, though? What is that about?
So I told the doctor, I'm like, I just want it to permanently look like that.
You want, like, the sides, not the lips, but, like, the sides of it to push out more?
Yeah, and it does. I have, like, it looks like balls in a lot of angles.
Balls?
Yeah, it does.
What? So
I would say it's a female ball sack.
So you like the way it looks, though? It's, like, oh, yeah, it's like all puffed out?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't done anything to the actual lips, though?
I don't need to, bitch, because okay. That's just fine. I'm going to keep just growing it and getting bigger.
Growing your vagina.
I'm going to get, like, injections, do, like, more round. And so I want to, and that's the thing. Like, to me, everything I do, because I've had my lips smaller before. I had them really big at one point, like, bigger than now. Uh-huh. And then I was over it for, like, a year, so I got them smaller. Then I got them bigger again. That's what I'm saying. It's, like, nothing. It's, I don't know.
Right. You got your lips smaller at one point.
Yeah, so do you see I have a scar here now?
Okay. It's hard for me to imagine you ever took a step back at any point along this journey. It feels like it's always have bigger, bigger, bigger.
Because I am a Gemini. I'm a true Gemini. Sometimes, like, think of the Geminis. Kanye West, Donald Trump, Azalea Banks, Marilyn Monroe, Kurt Cobain. Like, those are all kind of, like, intense personalities, right? Who are, like, very, like, bipolar. So
whatever you say.
What is true? What's your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Oh, we're compatible.
Not really an astrology guy, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Interesting.
I feel like I'm compatible with lots of people, but people just assume because of how I look like that we wouldn't get along. But I'm very versatile.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What kind of people do you normally date?
I don't know.
Do you date, or you like to just be free?
I just, like, that's why I call myself a fake slut, because it's, like, I love making out with people and, like, hooking up, but I don't actually just fuck a bunch of random people. But I do, like, other stuff, but it's, like, I just, especially after I got my pussy done, I just feel like a virgin again, so I'm, like, I don't want to just waste it on some shitty dick.
Did it make your vagina tighter or something?
Yeah.
Really?
And now it's just sex is way better. So it's like, because now, like, when they actually fuck me, it's like I can come from them just doing, like, the slip and slide thing, like, with the outside part around it. I'm not good with terms.
What's the slip and slide thing?
You know, they just, like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not good at, like, anatomy and stuff like that. But do you know what I'm saying? So this is the outer part. And then say the lips are in the middle. So they can fuck me without actually putting it in the middle part, like, inside. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's so fat that it just, like, wraps around their cock. Like, you see what I'm saying or no?
I mean, it's kind of hard to fathom what this might look like.
Okay, wait. So this is the outer part. Like,
your pussy's so fat that they don't even need to actually enter the vaginal canal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this on your OnlyFans? Like, can we witness this?
I swear to fucking God. I know it sounds ridiculous because I don't know. My God made my life ridiculous. I literally have the world's fattest vagina.
Wow.
That is, like, I was known. Google Mary Magdalene world's fattest vagina. I literally have the world's fattest vagina.
There's photos on Google? Or do we have to go on OnlyFans?
You have to go on OnlyFans.
The world's fattest vagina.
But there's articles on it.
You should be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, bitch, I know.
I don't know if they would actually dip into that.
Yeah, they would. They would. Like, I've had so many opportunities, but, like, I isolated myself for 2 years, and so I didn't do a lot of stuff. But it's like this year, I was like, I just need to go stop being, like, scared and, like, go do shit, you know?
Get out there more. Why do you like to live in the middle of nowhere so much? Why wouldn't you want to live in New York or LA?
I do want to live here, but it's like I just feel like I needed to live there to find who I really am. It just keeps me grounded because, like, when I'm here, I'm partying so much, this and that. When I'm at home, all I'm doing is, like, painting and with my animals. So it's just a different life. Like, I feel I do. My ultimate goal is to live here, but I also worry that if I do live here, it's like I'm going to lose myself because I'm just partying literally nonstop.
So who do you party with? Are you, like, what kind of social circles do you...
All the gays and trans.
Really? That's who you kick it with?
I don't, like... When I hang out with, like cis... I don't know the proper terms like that.
Cishet.
I don't feel like...
You don't,
like,
kick it with them. But you're into dudes. You're a woman who's into dudes.
I would consider myself pansexual. I don't care. I'm, like, a vibe person. If I
you like
if
girls
I
too.
Like you, I like you. But I don't know, because I I was at the club the other day, and this girl started like licking my tits and stuff, and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Well, yeah, maybe it was just that woman.
Oh yeah, she was scary. She was like really butch, babes. She's like, and that's what I don't like about my look. It's like people, whenever they come ask for a picture, this or that, they're like, just feel like entitled to touch me. And it's like, babes, like you could literally take a picture, like do this. If you want to touch me, ask. But I hate how it's like, they just feel like they can grab me. That's wrong.
Right.
Like, and I'm not a person that it's like, oh, like sexual assault, this and that. But like, really, it, like that is like,
right.
It is. That's fucked.
Guys, you can't grab a boob. Even if it's a gigantic boob.
She's like, oh, do you mind if I finger her? To the people I'm with. Who says that? That's scary.
She didn't ask you. She asked the people you were with?
Yes.
That's weird.
They had to push her away. It's like, and this is stuff I experience all the time. Yeah,
you don't need to go up the ladder of command. You can just go straight to you. Girl, can I finger you? Or maybe don't even ask. That's kind of
it's disturbing.
The big question, you know?
But I'm just used to being sexualized. So a lot of the times it's like, I don't speak up for myself, but I really should. Cause like a lot of stuff is wrong. Like,
yeah. Do you ever like cover up? Do you like ever, you know, sort of have like a down day where you wear like a black turtleneck? And a big overcoat.
Well, I just bought a non-costume. But yeah, when I'm at home, I dress like a boy. But then when I'm traveling, I like to look like a cheap Vegas hooker.
Right.
That's my aesthetic.
You fuck a lot of famous guys?
They're always in my DMs, like rappers, athletes, stuff like that. But they're not my type at all.
Really?
So it's like, and my logic is like, I'm very much a vibe person. So why am I just going to fuck you because you're famous when I'm not even like, I don't even find you physically attractive like that. So I'm not going to like really enjoy it. So what's the point in just for like, I don't know. Because I'm not like a clout person where I'm even with you. Like after my account got deleted, I wanted to message you this and that, but I didn't want to be annoying. So I was like, I went on my live. I'm like, I feel shy to message him. So can you guys just message
him? That's funny because I was looking through my requests and I had a bunch of DMs that were like, interview Mary, do it.
Yeah, that's why. Because I'm like, I don't know. I always feel like I'm being annoying, so I don't want to like message first.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess that's nice. I mean, you could have just messaged me, but
I know. I just assumed too you wouldn't see it because like my account got deleted, and now it's like we weren't following each other, so it would have just stayed in like your request, you know?
I feel
like I don't do this. Go. I love it. Like say
what,
you.
What is that? That's kind of sus. I'm not gonna lie.
Say you. I love it. Like.
I'm not gonna
do it.
No, because I'm afraid the baby's gonna see it.
Can you say it like?
He's not gonna be into it.
Can you just say it like?
Like.
Ew.
That was cool.
Ew.
No.
Oh my god, I love it.
So are you like rich off OnlyFans? Are you like super comfortable at this point?
I'm very, very comfortable. To me, rich is like multi-millionaires. But I'm very comfortable now, and like. Honestly, I'm so happy with it. I feel very blessed because I was so depressed. I was like, oh my god, like I'm just so over stripping and dancing, this and that. And I literally thought I was stuck doing that forever. And then like, yeah, my shit just kind of blew up. And like, I'm just so grateful. And I just hope that it just stays that way for me. And yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But like my ultimate goal is to just like sell my art. Like I want to have an animal sanctuary. Like that's my ultimate goal.
So wait, you just want to kill a bunch of animals and then bury them?
Bitch, I'm vegetarian. Oh hell no, hon.
Oh okay, so they're gonna just find roadkill and bury them or
no,
something?
No, ew, that's rude. Everyone I hang out with, I don't let them eat pigs around me. I'm like, I'm tolerant. You can eat any other animal, but you can't eat a pig.
I got a salad right in there with bacon on it.
No.
You don't like that?
Hon, look.
You're going to show me a dead pig? I don't care.
No, I'm not going to show you that. Look, wait, hold on.
I watch those factory farming videos for fun. What is that? It's like a dog's dick?
A pig.
That's a pig?
Look, his eyelashes. They're like little dogs.
It's like really zoomed in if that's a pig.
Yeah, because I liked his eyelashes.
What the fuck? that's the eye. Okay. So yeah. You're like super into animals.
I love animals.
You never done traditional porn? It's always just been OnlyFans stuff?
Yeah, I feel like now, especially that there's like platforms like OnlyFans and stuff, you make more money doing that.
More,
so it's a point in doing.
That.
I mean, porn is good in the sense that you get like more exposure, this and that, but like, yeah.
Why'd you black out your arm?
Because I'm emo. It's like my emo personality taking over.
You didn't have like a tattoo that you covered up?
No.
You just decided to go all black?
I was just seeing like I started getting a bunch of like people from the UK and Germany in my feed that had like were really emo, and I was like, oh, I want to look like that.
I didn't know that was an emo thing. I always thought that people just covered up their arm because they didn't like their tattoos
anymore.
There's
like this weird, like, I don't know if emo is the right word, but there's like this weird, like, I don't know what to call it, scene in those countries, and they like black out their whole bodies. I was like, oh, that looks really sick.
Damn.
So I love it. Look, my legs like that too.
Wow.
Like.
that's like your catchphrase or what?
I mean, my main one is like, ew, I love it. And then the one's like, so now I just combine, it's like, ew, I love it. Like.
That's pretty
But you
cool.
have to like roll your eyes. Ew, and I love it because now whenever I go to like gay town crew, like that's where I'm at, everyone, they come up to me, they're like, ew, I love it. Like.
Really?
I just love it. I fucking love the gay scene. I love the gay clubs. Like, it's such a vibe. Like. So nice.
Yeah, it's a good time. I've definitely been to some gay bars like with a bunch of girls, and it's like the women feel so free in the gay bar.
I love it.
Just because,
and I just met the girl, you had her on your podcast.
Who?
And now I love her, Eden.
Eden.
Yeah, she's so
Eden
sweet.
The doll. She was cool.
She's really cute. I love her.
Yeah, her. And
she's
her
like
friends.
One of my favorite persons I've met in LA.
They were super sweet. It was terrible what happened to them. You know what we were
yeah,
doing
that's
about?
Messed up.
Like
before I came
Hollywood
here
Bar.
Last night, I was like, I watched her interview. I was like, I don't know, because I wanted to have an idea of like, you know.
What'd you think?
I thought she looked hot, but it was sad. But yeah, I just like watching her.
What'd you think of me? You were intimidated
like
or
very,
what?
No, I didn't feel, I wasn't really nervous coming here or shy. I just felt like, you just seem like a very like chill person. And she had told me too, she was like, that you're very like non-judgmental and stuff. So I just had a good vibe coming here.
Yeah.
The only thing I was like, oh my God, I hope I can sit on my good side, like not my bad side.
It is weird though. I feel like a lot of people in my life think I'm like fucking totally crazy, but then when it comes to doing interviews, it's like I kind of just like,
why would
sit
they
back.
Think that? Yeah, I don't think you give off that vibe. I'm maybe you like, want to give that vibe and you're assuming you give off that vibe, but you literally don't.
I'm just
I
always
don't think so.
Like tweaking out, like I'm mad about something,
hun, you're
I have
like
a different big idea, I'm like, got something crazy,
hun, you're like a dad with children, sweetheart. I'm sure
one
no
child
one,
I've only had
yeah
it for
but like
months.
I feel like you're like right now like, oh yeah, like five, no one thinks of you that way, hun.
My kid is tight.
Ew, I love that. I don't want kids, but
yeah,
good for you.
She's the best.
That's nice.
Very exciting. Sorry. Okay, so you're living in Canada in the middle of nowhere. You've got a dead animal sanctuary.
No, I don't. Why do you lie?
You're
fake.
Well, actually, tell me about like when you first went viral and what was that was like. When you were already fully surgeried out.
The first time I went viral was like a few years ago. I think it was for like the Daily Mail.
Okay. It's always them.
And after that, I was like, I remember the first time I was like so excited. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't know. It was just a weird feeling. And then I just remember the title they put for that one was like, I think that one was like, oh, a woman can't drink out of a straw. She can barely keep up with the Kardashians or something like really stupid like that. And then like, I remember like I used to always read the Daily Mail and I thought it was like so true. And then, but I remember like when they like called me or whatever, emailed me for the interview, I was just making up a bunch of shit. And then it just like, they thought it was real. A lot of the stuff I was saying.
You were just making shit up. Is that what you're doing here today too?
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to find out that.
No, I'm not.
That's happened a few times.
I'm not a pathological liar. I actually really like honesty in people and stuff like that. That's I'm like very selective of who I actually like allow in my presence, because I just feel like so many people are fake, and that's why I was like a loner for so long, because it's like, it's just I don't like fake people like that.
Right.
I'm not lying to you.
Okay, well, that's good.
Anything I can say, I can back it
but
up.
But you lied to the Daily Mail. And what? How did they frame the story about you? Was it like...
I didn't lie. It was okay. I lied in the sense that I over-exaggerated some stuff because they kept asking me this. And I'd be like... I would already tell them one thing. And then they, you know how they are? It's like they want to twist things. They'd be like, oh, so this and that. This and that. I'm like, okay, whatever. So it wasn't like I just lied. It was just like... Yeah.
Right. That's what's up. I think, you know, I found out about you because you were doing some Instagram stuff with Jimmy Smacks.
That's not true, because you're lying, Adam.
What?
Honey, but you're lying, sweetie. Because I remember the first time, or no, one of the times I went viral, this was like a few years ago. That's what I'm saying. You're lying. Ew.
Okay, explain why I'm lying. Maybe I'm forgetting.
You're ugly, Adam.
Oh, come
no,
on.
Listen. Because I remember, okay, one of the times I went viral was when I was like wearing like this green jacket and like I had like a purple thong. And I was just doing like a lip singing song. And that was like, it went crazy. And I remember like swiping up to see who was viewing my story. And you looked at my story.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. I feel like you know you do.
It doesn't ring a bell. That the first time I ever saw you was when you did this thing with Jimmy Smacks. I might have looked at your story before that. Doesn't really seem like that big of a correction.
Okay.
Oh my God, you're like so out to prove no, that I'm lying.
No, because I do. I feel like a lot of people like always periodically look at my shit and then it's like, I watch that shit. Because you know, like the people that are verified too, it always shows them at the top.
Okay, I'm so obsessed. I've been looking at you for years.
I'm not saying that, but I feel like you're like, because we're filming right now, so you're probably like insecure to be like,
I'm not like trying to paint a picture of me not knowing about you for longer than I have actually known about you. I'm totally okay with people thinking that I'm fucking obsessed with you for sure. But
okay,
Jimmy Smacks.
Oh God.
How was that?
He's nice right now. I am annoyed. I'm not going to lie to you because after when my page got deleted, and I'm not talking shit about him because I really like him actually. And like, he was always so nice to me. And he's actually followed me for a long time, like before I went like obsessed with surgery even. But I remember like I messaged him. I'm like, hey, can you message Adam for me? Because I was going to do an interview with him, but I feel like if I message him, he's not going to see my message, blah, blah, blah.
And what did he say?
Did he message you?
This was recently?
Yeah.
No, he didn't message me.
See, I knew. That's why I was annoyed. I'm like, oh, okay, huh?
He doesn't like me because we talked about him sucking dick on the podcast.
I never saw that video.
I don't know if he sucked it, but there was like a fucking dick in his face.
But I think like, you know how many fucking guys, especially like rappers, athletes, like, you know how many guys are actually like fuck trans and like are obsessed with trans women? Like when you see a trans woman, this is why I just think the people don't think logically, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, maybe some of them have a dick because every trans person is different. But if you see a trans person, you're going to see them. You see a woman. So how does that make you gay if you see someone that you don't know what's there, but you see a woman? Like, and then, you know what I mean? It's not like they don't look like a man. Like, I just don't get it. I just don't. To me, it's such a simple way to think. So I don't get why everyone's making a big deal, but I don't know. That's how everyone's a follower. They see everyone else being like, oh, like shading him and like trying to make him insecure about this and that. So they're going to.
Yeah, I mean, we are a little immature. I mean, we see a guy that we thought was straight. We see him with a dick in his face. We're all like, oh my God, like he had a dick in his face.
When it's like, know? At the end of the day though, half of like, there's a lot of very, very beautiful trans women where if they were alone with someone like saying, oh, I'm straight, like a guy in the room, a guy is going to fuck them. That is just literally a fact. I don't need anyone to try and argue with that with me because I know for a fact that's how it is.
Right.
I know for a fact.
Some people, for sure. Yeah, I mean, hey.
A lot of people.
I'm not.
And do you know how many rappers have hit me up and been like, oh, UTS? Like, they think I'm trans? Girl, like, I have a lot of
TS. You transsexual is what that
means? Yeah, like, lots of people think I'm transsexual.
So TS is just what they abbreviated to?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't really know that. Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, obviously there's nothing wrong with him sucking dick. It's just like when you see someone and they seem like such a badass with the girls and then you find out that they're sucking dick, it's just, you know, I guess I'm still stuck in the 90s because I can't help but be like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, I'm so shocked. He sucked the dick, you know. I should grow up.
I guess, but I don't know. I'm not judgmental and I'm like very like, I don't like to push my thoughts on people. I just like to talk with people and have tried to have people like, you know, like approach things with a more open mind. That's all I want.
So you fucked him for OnlyFans?
Like
you let him hit the fattest pussy in the world? Or was that just that was an OnlyFans fake out or what?
You might have to click The link in the bio and find out. Onlyfans.com.
I ain't got money like that.
Wait, can you let me talk? Let me advertise my page. Okay.
It's going to be gone by the time they see this.
No, let me talk. Onlyfans.com/... Okay, there's two. Onlyfans.com/XOMariam. And then the other one, the very good one, like... Onlyfans.com/SexyMaryMagdalene.
There it is. Like. I couldn't spell Magdalene if my life depended on it.
Honey, you know I chose that name, right?
Magdeline.
Hon, you're a dipshit. Do you not know who Mary Magdalene is, sweetheart?
That's from the Bible, right? Wasn't it like a whore in the Bible?
Yeah, that's why I chose that name. Because my boyfriend, he was like tripping on shrooms. And then he had this vision that he was Jesus reincarnated and I was Mary Magdalene reincarnated. Wow. That's how I chose that name. And it honestly, it sounds like, but have you ever done shrooms?
Yeah.
The way you think, it's wow. Wow. Those yeah. shits talk to you, sweetie. You know, there's actually this conspiracy. Well, it's a theory. And like all these visions these people had in the Bible of them like seeing God, that it was actually them just tripping on shrooms. Because manna, they talk about taking manna beforehand. And in Hebrew, I think that's, I don't even know.
You ever play Magic the Gathering?
What's that?
They got manna in that too.
That means shrooms.
Tap some forest.
I forget because I don't know how to talk properly. Like, I think things well, but it's like I don't know how to talk properly.
I think that the people in the Bible were just a bunch of fucking cavemen that were trying to figure out what the fuck was going on.
They were tripping on shrooms, sweetie. You have to see that. No, you have to see that theory because I'm not good at explaining it, but it just makes so much sense. Because you know how when you do shrooms, you get that feeling like, oh, we're all connected, this and that. It's very, very much that.
Yeah.
Very much thought, like.
Like. That's addictive.
Like. I love a like. I love a like. Oh my God.
So you talk about shrooms. You're into drugs in general?
No, I like people doing cocaine off my tits, but I just like being drunk. So it's crazy because I'll start drinking from 7 p.m. I can party literally just drinking. I swear to fucking God because I'm honest about what I do. I could drink from 7 p.m. till noon the next day just from alcohol.
Uh-huh.
But everyone, I'm like always like, I go to a party, I'm like, do cocaine off my tits. Like, I love it. I think it's hot. It's
That's illegal.
Oh, it is?
Well, the cocaine part.
Okay.
You turning yourself into some sort of table. Like, it's just, I mean, like, you're.
I don't know, because it's like very, like,
it's trashy. It's paraphernalia. Your body has become a tool
of drug consumption. But I don't know. I'm not a drunk. When I am drunk, I do get very much meth head energy.
When did you stop doing coke?
When I was 13.
13?
Then, like, since then, periodically, because I just did coke when I was 12 and 13. Then since then, I just, and I never even really liked it. I just did it because. And then, like, since then, when I was a stripper, I would get offered it a lot. And every time I tried to like it, or every time I tried to like weed even, I would try it. And I just, I don't know. It's not for me. Like, I just, like, with when I'm drinking alcohol, it's like a fun vibe, you know? But when I'm doing that shit, it's, like, sketchy.
Makes sense. That's a good thing. You got that on deck, so you can just say that anytime that you can't think of anything else to say. So you're
that goes with everything.
You're going to do these edible strips?
Can I take it home? I don't want to do
take
it
home. Yeah, I don't want to take it here. Yeah, you're not going to make it home.
You get high? Like, what is it?
You eat it and you get high. That's pretty much it.
All of them, or?
I would say eat one and then just see how it goes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ew.
You don't want to dive into.
And so what's the difference between just doing that and, like, smoking weed? Like, what's the difference in the high?
It's more of a body high. It's like your whole.
Is it, like, more shrooms-ish?
No. It's more like your whole body is feeling it, though.
But is it fun?
Yeah. I mean, if you like being high, you get higher.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully I like it. Oh, my God.
So what do you want to accomplish in the future? What else is going to happen aside from drinking more Grey Goose and Gatorade? Covered in glitter and Grey Goose.
Oh, my God. See, I'm so ghetto when I'm drinking.
She really came out with the glitter.
Okay, what do I want to accomplish?
The glitter.
My main thing is I just want to actually stop procrastinating and take initiative and, like, like actually like doing shit with my art. Follow my art page, Mary Magdalene dot art. Yeah, Mary Magdalene dot art. I just want to take initiative and like actually like putting a store up for my art and selling merch and like my ultimate, we'll have an animal sanctuary one day. But like right now, my main focus is just like my art and then just obviously keep my OnlyFans popping because that's like really what's like keeping me up right now.
If you want to start an animal sanctuary, you should start a factory farm because then you can just like have all the dead animals.
Hon, that's really mean. I don't. That's rude.
What? It's just an idea. What?
No, because that's really rude.
All right, I'm sorry.
You know that's wrong,
I'm
eh?
I'm just joking.
I know, but do you understand? Have you seen those videos? I'll show you videos, sweetheart.
I mean, I got no heart, so I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, you do, because you're a father now, so you're like...
Yeah, my kid's going to say, Daddy, where'd this bacon come from? I'm going to say, it came
from
that motherfucking pig.
Honestly, I'll tell you this. Before I was vegetarian...
I'm a hunter.
Before I wasn't vegetarian, this and that, like, I didn't have a pet pig at the time. I feel like just have like getting all these dogs and like a pet pig and stuff like that, it like really made it naturally easy for me to just not eat meat. And also something really nasty, you know, like... A pig's BO, it smells like bacon.
You call it BO?
Body odor. Like the natural scent, it's just...
So, I would just call it the smell, but...
Bitch, yeah. It's just so nasty. Like now it's just physically, it's just gross.
That's why we only eat a little bit of it. And it's on the inside and you cook it a bunch of times first.
Yeah, but that's still gross. You're literally eating like decaying flesh.
Yeah, but I mean...
Like,
I mean, what am I gonna do? I'm an American. I
don't know. Like I said, I don't push my thoughts on people. I just say things so you could think of stuff on your own.
Like, I justify my meat consumption in a very like carnal way.
And that's what I'm saying.
I can't even consider the alternative. Not eating that. I mean.
Well, think of it like in fucking like Korea, China, whatever. It's acceptable to eat dogs and cats, you know? So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's moral compass of what's right or wrong
acceptable.
Is so different.
It happens there sometimes.
No, they
but
do.
It's
and
not,
in
like,
Korea,
acceptable.
Oh my God, and I've been trying to, I can't find an update on this, but in North Korea, they started confiscating people's pet dogs. Because they're trying to get rid of like Western culture and they're trying to
No,
it was really scary. And then I tried to find an update on that, but I can't find anything because of how they're so private in North Korea. Imagine you
maybe
have
it's not true.
No, it is true.
Who told you?
I don't know. I read it somewhere.
Okay,
hon, I know it's true. You must not know about North Korea.
You're probably on these vegan misinformation sites.
No, sweetheart, I don't watch that shit. Like,
I bet it's out there.
Oh, okay. I think I saw it on a documentary, honestly.
Oh, a documentary. Well, those are always true and factual, right?
Yeah, I watched the good ones.
The good ones, nice.
Like,
oh my God, I just saw this one called Tickled.
See, that's the difference between me and you. I wouldn't watch something called Tickled.
You gotta watch it. It's on Amazon what is Prime. It? It's so, Josh, you watch it yet? I'm gonna beat the shit out of you if you don't watch it.
What is it? What's
the
it about?
The best documentary I ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, but what's it about? Oh, you're smoking? I love it. Can you do a shot? One?
No.
Ew, I love it. Can I do my talent again?
What is the
give
talent?
Give me your cup. I'm not taking off my top. Can you give me your cup?
Look. Okay. Need a little bit more. My talent.
Ew, what camera should I look into? OnlyFans.com /sexy Mary Magdalene. I'm waiting for you. Call me. Ew, I love it.
God damn it. You got me on both of those.
Ew, I love it. Does it look better with the straps on or should I keep it down? Like...
You got to be careful. This is YouTube.
I know.
Susan, I know we're calling it close here, man. Ew. Please let us stay monetized, man. No, but when we had Nicolette Shea on here, you know who that is?
Oh my God, before her account got deleted, she had messaged me to visit her.
Oh,
and
she
I never,
did get deleted on Instagram.
Then coronavirus happened
and
I haven't talked to her since. I would love to be her friend. I like her.
I used to follow her on Instagram, but I wonder
I can't find her new page.
Oh, she got deleted? Fuck. I follow her on Twitter too. That's weird. I haven't seen it. Anyway,
yeah, she seems really fun and cool.
We tried so fucking hard to get her interviewed, monetized. That wasn't happening.
Why? What is she doing?
She's like the biggest fake boobs ever. And I feel like yours is going to be the same thing.
Oh my God,
yours are bigger than hers.
But see how hypocritical that is. It's like people like Like, whoever runs the internet shit, it's like they're really against big boobs. But yet, if I was wearing a bikini right now and I was really skinny.
And Susan, the CEO of YouTube, she has a BBL.
Then she's fake. She's fake.
Oh, God.
Do you know her number? She's fake. We should confront
her.
We're
going to call her after this.
No, honestly, because that's fake. Mm. That's fake.
That's fake.
I don't like that. Oh, I can actually put it on my butt, too.
Can we do that? Yeah, I want to see that.
Wait, ew, I'm scared. Wait, but my butt.
I'm scared. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. This might be a Patreon exclusive.
Wait, ew.
The coffee falling all over her. Oh my God.
Oh, but now my tits are out.
This is a Patreon exclusive.
Can this go on YouTube?
This is officially on Patreon. Yeah. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Ew. Oh my God. Okay. Fell over the floor.
You weren't supposed to get naked, but I guess it's all right.
I'm not naked.
Brief.
Whenever I go to, oh my God, I went to WeHo and I was like, I always take my top off at the club.
Uh-huh.
So say I was wearing this.
Can you sit down and get closer to the mic?
Yeah. So yeah, I always just take off my top, like when I'm drunk. And then this guy was like, oh, you can't do that.
You take your top off in the club?
Yeah.
And nobody cares?
The one guy did. Then the owner came to me. He's like, oh no, you could keep it on. In fact, he got me a bottle. He got me my own booze, bottles, all night. That's the trunks.
What a guy.
He was so cool.
That's amazing. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Mary, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube and Patreon.
Wait, can I do something for my video? Hold on.
Sure. $25 tier is on the screen, or was on the screen.
Can you tell them to follow me?
And wait. Follow her, obviously, yeah.
Wait.
We're going to make a story.
Oh my
right
God,
now.
That looks cool with the mic. Like, ew.
I like how you say ew about things that are not really like ew worthy.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
Listen, guys, we're going to need you to like, comment, and subscribe, and head on over to nojumper.com and scroll down to the bottom and enter your email so that you can be kept in the loop. Because as soon as we get the scoop, we're going to keep you in the loop.
And everyone in the comments, right? Ooh, I love it. Like,
yeah, do that, honestly.
And go follow my OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/sexymarymagdalene. The free one, very 100% free. onlyfans.com/xomaryM. Oh, and my new Instagram. Instagram.com. Anyways, it's
like.
Wait, don't cut me off. Instagram, leave.exomary.alone and follow my art page because this one they for sure won't delete because I don't pull shit of me.
Mary Magdalene.art.
Mary Magdalene.art. And yeah, so he's been obsessed with me for like 3 years and he's shy about it.
I'm in the closet. Glitter.
Ew.
Glitter is up next. I'm about to be glittered out.
Like.
Appreciate y'all.